delving deep into the heart of globalist plans. It's Owen Schroyer.
All right, we pile drive through that first hour, and I did not get to near enough of this news. We got a couple guests coming up. Former New York police officer Sal Greco is going to come address a major story developing in New York. He's going to talk about the mayor's race. And then, maybe I'll ask him about how the NYPD, as he still has friends and contacts in there, as they just put Officer Islam to rest. And obviously, it was a lot of police officers attended that. So we'll get into all that with him. And then Brianna Morello in the third hour has a big exclusive news story that she's going to bring to this show as well, that she's putting all the elements together. She's going to break it here with us. So those two things are coming up, and I still got to cover all this news. But as I was pile driving through that first hour, ranting and raving, forgot to plug. So, we want to give a lot of love and appreciation to our VIP members at thealexjonesstore.com. You can become a member by going to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. That's where you can learn about all the benefits. But right now, we have an exclusive benefit going on. It is a store-wide buy one, get one free super sale, but it's for VIP members only. For VIP members only, buy one, get one free on all supplements and apparel while supplies last. So if you want to take advantage of this sale, you got to go to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP and become a VIP member. You can make a big purchase and cash in on that membership immediately, making it worth it for you. But of course, you support us in the process, keeping us on the air and independent. So for our VIPs, we appreciate you. Thank you for your continued support and enjoy the buy one, get one free sale happening right now. And if you're not a VIP, become one today to take advantage. Don't forget the Alex Jones Stress Ball. Still in stock for now. Still in stock for now. But I think when this thing sells out, I think Alex is going to say, okay, that's the end of that run. We're going to do a new one with the modern-day Alex Jones. The younger-looking Alex Jones. We're going to do the modern-day Alex Jones. So that's the Alex Jones Head Stress Ball. A fun little gag gift, but you know what? Maybe I need a stress ball. Maybe I should be using this when I'm on air. But some people like it when I get a little upset. I don't know. I fluctuate. Maybe we'll see. Maybe we'll do an experiment, see how effective it is. So that's all happening at thealexjonesstore.com. All right, quickly here, let's just do this. I can't help. This story is just so... It's funny on multiple angles to me. Well, the Sydney Sweeney ad has been so successful, they've sold out of jeans. So I said this years ago. Do you guys remember? I think it was Goya was the first big brand name that came out in support of Trump. It was Goya. And it was so clear to me. I was like, look, I know it seems counterintuitive because of the mainstream media. Come out as a supporter of Trump and you will actually increase sales. But it's really just more be anti-establishment. Like, that's what people want. They want anti-establishment. They want what's good. They want what's new. It's like they sell us ugliness. Now they're selling us Sidney Sweeney. It's like, oh, that works. So the left is still triggered over this. I can't help it. They sold out of jeans. So listen to this one, girl. This video is hilarious. See, they think they can sneak one by me, but they can't. Go ahead. Roll clip two.
I really wasn't going to weigh in on this.
Oh, no. She was never going
to
do it, guys.
It's difficult to grow up as a person of color, specifically a woman, and view yourself as beautiful in any sense of the word growing up in this country. I remember growing up in a predominantly white community, wishing myself out of this body, out of this culture, take my name, if it meant that I could wake up blonde-haired and blue-eyed, never having to explain who I am or worry about being accepted. That is why this American Eagle ad with Sydney Sweeney is especially off-putting. There's a lot of rhetoric right now online about the political ideologies that this represents.
You can keep her on the screen if you want, but I find this hilarious. I wasn't planning on doing this. Bitch, you literally did a full face of makeup and stood in front of the camera in a towel. By the way, you have a wedding ring on. You didn't plan on doing this. Stop it. That's all you wanted to do was this. You took hours to prepare for this. But see, this whole idea that you're talking about of like, oh, it's you wanting to oppress white people. That's what you're saying. You say, we used to be able to oppress white people. But now we can't anymore. Oh, poor baby.
I'm cutting this on July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to take advantage of one of the biggest sales in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. If you buy any of our amazing supplements, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, all of the great products are there right now. Buy one already discounted, get the very same bottle, the very same product, absolutely free, but it's only running for 7 days. When you're a VIP for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special discounts, and more. That's how you take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is only for VIP members, but anybody going to the store should be a VIP because you get $40 for subscribing for $30 a month. You make money on that, and you can cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support.
Somebody call the husband.
Does the husband know what you're doing? Does he know what you're up to? Does your husband approve of this? I want to know. Well, I wasn't trying to talk over the liner again. They killed my liner. Wow. That was a little depressing, actually. I want to know where I am.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Thank you. That's where I'm at. By the way, and I don't know, Grok was kind of processing this information, but I guess it turns out that about 0.2%, between 0.1 and 0.2% is the number that Grok landed on. Blonde-haired, blue-eyed humans is 0.1 to 0.2% of the Earth's population. So I don't know if my hair is a little dark, so I don't know. I don't know if I would be considered blonde hair and blue eyed. But Sydney Sweeney is blonde haired and blue eyed, so she's 0.1% of the population. So actually, she is a minority. And so, upon discovering that blonde haired, blue eyed white people are a distinct, if not the distinct, minority. I think there was like two classes more of a minority. I think it was red hair, green eyes, and blonde hair, green eyes. I think was the only categories that were more of a minority than blonde hair, blue eyes. So, but now, because we're just looking for logical consistency here, it's all we're looking for. I don't think it's too much to ask. Now that we know blonde haired, blue eyed individuals are a minority, will they get the same benefits of other minority groups? Will they get the same promotions and benefits and appreciation that other minority groups have had the advantage of? No? Okay, so we're just going to drop that then? Oh, no? We're not? Oh, I see. So it was really just anti-white bigotry the whole time? Wow. What are you going to tell me next, that Hillary Clinton ran the Russian collusion hoax? Holy smokes. Didn't see that coming. Truly. Had no idea. Shocking. All right. So, DC is being handed over to the tech bros. Now, I guess I can kind of leap stacks here and then get into what just happened in the UK. And I'd like to maybe bring on a guest at some point to talk about this. And the crew was actually reminding me in the break, we had Taylor Lorenz on. She's a big lefty. Or I guess she denies she's a lefty. I don't know. But this was a big issue for her. And we were kind of having the debate, not necessarily like a debate-style debate, but we're like, well, is this good? Is this bad? The internet regulations. It's like, well, this could be good. This could be bad. But well, I'm going to show you what they did in the UK. But here's just some of the stuff you can see. DC is being handed over to the tech bros now. And maybe, I don't think Musk, you know, obviously Musk has political involvement aspirations, but I don't really think he's a political guy. I think it's more of survival. And I think Musk realizes that the race, the tech race, is on in DC now. So he's like, well, I have to get in there and at least be involved. So Meta just had a record quarter. Meta is the owner of Facebook, its parent company. Their stock is soaring. So Meta is crushing it right now, which is odd to me. I guess it's mostly marketing money. It's kind of like Google. They make most of their money in marketing. But I've been banned on Facebook for so I haven't been on Facebook since they banned me. I guess it was like 2018 when they hit us all here. So I don't even know what goes on over there anymore. I guess it's still big. I don't know what people use it for, but I guess it's big enough. They just had a record-breaking quarter. Stocks are hitting record highs. So it just shows, even with something like Facebook, that's like, is it really that popular? People don't even talk about it anymore. And it's just having its best quarters ever. Microsoft market cap tops $4 trillion after earnings beat. So now it's, I believe, the fourth company to hit $4 trillion. It's a very exclusive club, but it's all tech. It's all tech. NVIDIA, another one. I think Google or Alphabet, the other. So, and they're crediting this because of their involvement now in AI and reaching across the aisle to help build their own AI. So, okay. Trump administration, this was yesterday, announces new private health tracking system with big tech's help. That's right. It'll be voluntary, they say. It'll be opt-in for now. For now. And look, there's no doubt they probably needed to update the system, and there's no doubt. And, I mean, I thank God that I don't really have to deal with health issues. I thank God I don't ever have to go to a hospital or worry about that stuff. Praise the Lord. I wish that for everybody here as well. But, you know, any time you've had to deal with it, it's just like, what a mess. Just what an absolute mess it is. Or you hear horror stories of people that actually do have to deal with some health stuff. It's a total mess. So, it needed to be done. But they say, well, the whole AI healthcare thing, you know, database, it's opt-in. It's opt-in. Yeah, it's opt-in for now. It won't be opt-in in 5 years, I'd say. Probably less. But then there's what's going on in the UK. And this is where we need to be on the lookout. And there's some stuff being debated in Texas right now. I just hear about it because I live in Texas. I know it's not only happening in Texas. There are other states that have done something similar where they basically put restrictions on adult content sites to where you cannot access them unless you have your confirmed digital ID, whatever that is. So I don't know what that represents. I don't know if it's something like I'm going through something right now with a payment processor where you have to do a face scan and upload your ID. It's such a nightmare. Honestly, I hate it. And then they have their own errors on their end. It's like you can't even get it done. It's like you spend hours just trying to confirm a payment processing account with ID, photos, and everything else. So I imagine it's something similar to get this digital ID to access these sites. So, of course, nobody wants to do that. Kids can't do that. So then the adult websites complain and they say, well, gee, our traffic is down. Well, so they're trying to take an approach in the UK, or they've been building this approach in the UK for a digital ID. And they say, well, this is for adult websites. We don't want children accessing adult content. You say, okay, well, that sounds fair enough. It's hard to argue against that. But we can see some potential issues here. So let's just keep an eye on this and let's monitor this. But the story was, we're just doing this to keep children off of adult websites. That's it. Well, that didn't last long. What the Online Safety Act is and how to keep children safe online. You know, really, it comes down to parenting. Why are people protesting against the Online Safety Act? The UK government says it has no plans to repeal the Online Safety Act in response to over 380,000 signatures on a petition. It'll be 500,000. That this story was from Tuesday. So it's I guarantee you it's over 400 now. It'll be over half a million. It'll just continue to grow. What are the new UK online safety rules and how will age checks on adult content be enforced? So again, that's what they sold. It went live on the 25th, and then people started using the internet and wait a second. I don't go to adult websites, so it's not going to impact me. Au contraire. Wikipedia restricted, YouTube restricted, Spotify restricted. And now a police monitoring task force created to spy and arrest adults for things they say online. So no, it was Big Brother for the internet. They lied. They said this is just to keep children off of adult websites because, you know, the government needs to be your daddy and the government needs to be the parents of your children, not you. I mean, it's just so ridiculous. It's just, and isn't that really what they're trying to do here is just create government to be your daddy, to be the parents for your children, which I guess some people like. In fact, I think it was the New York Post did a profile and the headline was, and they highlighted this one woman, but it was about how parents like letting AI raise their children. I'm like, what the hell? First of all, what type of instincts have you lost? What has been stolen from you as a human when you don't even have the basic instincts to raise your child? What is that? I co-parent with ChatGPT. I love turning off my brain and letting AI help raise my child. What is wrong with you? Look, I'm not saying, hey, maybe you got a question about the kid or something at 8 or there's a bump on its back. Okay, you search online. It's like, oh, no, I'm co-parenting with AI. You sure you want to do that? Did you hear? AI gave scarily specific self-harm advice to users expressing suicidal intent. What is that like? Is that a joke? Remember, they put that girl in jail who told her ex-boyfriend to kill himself. They put her in jail, which shouldn't be a jailable offense. You could call her a monster, but still. So, is that an AI sense of humor? Is that AI deciding, well, maybe you should die? You want that raising your kid? Maybe AI decides it's going to have a little humorous thing and says, oh, sure, your kid can eat that. It'll be fine. And then they eat it and they have an allergic reaction, a poison reaction. You sure you want to do this? So now UK VPN demand soars after debut of Online Safety Act. Look, I would say this. And I practice what I preach. I don't give you advice. I'm not using myself. I have stopped using VPNs. Now, I used to use a VPN to browse the internet all the time for the obvious reasons of privacy. I am now highly skeptical of VPNs. And I think actually now using a VPN just gives another database of your information out there. I don't know. There might be. I'm not telling you that you can't trust any VPN or whatever. I'm just saying, if you're going to use a VPN, I'd be very skeptical. I'd do as much research as you can to make sure that data isn't being stored somewhere or sold somewhere. I would be very, very skeptical of that. And so I got extremely skeptical of that, and I just turned off my VPNs. And maybe that's because I assume in the Trump administration I won't go to jail for my speech. Although, you know, maybe there's some speech that they will put you in jail for having to do with a country in the Middle East with a star on its flag, but I digress. So now they're using VPNs because they just want to have the internet like they used to use it. They want to be able to use Wikipedia, YouTube, Spotify, all the stuff. But, then they have the police, the online police monitoring your activities. Now you need it just to, you can't even browse the internet now. You need your ID. Hey, come across the border with some kids, no ID needed. You know? Oh, you need to go vote? Nah, you don't need to see an ID, go vote. Oh, but you want to scroll the internet that you pay for in your house that you own? We're going to need to see some ID, bud. Yeah. We're going to need to see some ID. So this is all going in the direction of internet censorship. This is all going in the direction of total internet monitoring your activity by the government. And so, you know, Trump was kind of poking at Starmer when they were meeting about the censorship, but it was still kind of too soon to really weigh in on the Online Safety Act. But man, now it's just, he could have hammered him on it. He could have hammered him on that. This is going to get, I think this is going to get a lot of tension, a lot of attention here. And I hope that Americans realize, because look, right now, you don't really hear too many people complaining. I'm not really seeing it or hearing it, but no, you cannot go to, I don't know how many states pass these laws. You cannot go to these porn sites in Texas unless you have this digital ID. You can't get on. So yeah, they were complaining. They're like, oh, our traffic is down. Well, you know what? Maybe that's a good thing. But nobody's really complaining about it. Because it's like, if you actually use it for its purpose, that people agree, oh, that's a good thing. Like, hey, we don't want minors going to adult sites. It's like, okay, yeah. But then it's like, oh, well, also we're gonna put a digital ID wall in front of Wikipedia and YouTube and Spotify and all these other content sites. Yeah, we're going to do that too. Now, then people will have an issue. Now, I don't think the Trump administration would do that. But he should be a lot harder on the UK for this. And I think Americans should take note here and make sure that we don't do something like this. Because once you go there, it's going to be hard to take it back. So we don't even want to go there. Now, I wonder, what do you think AI would say about this? Maybe I don't want to know. Why today's young adults are 4 times more likely to have rectal cancer? You know what? Nah. I'm good. I'm just going to go ahead and just move on from that, I think is what we'll do there. Oh, Kamala Harris. You know Kamala? She's going to run. She's going to run for president again. I'd bet on it. I don't think she'll do well, but she's going to run. So Colbert is in his last moments. His show is in its last week. I don't know when they shut it down. So he's doing just straight up deep state Democrat Party propaganda in his final shows, which is kind of sad. And it's also ironic. When Colbert was doing the night, what was the show on Comedy Central? It was like 10, 20 years ago he was doing it. The Colbert Report, is that what it's called? Yeah. They were winning. They won Emmys. I'm pretty sure they won multiple Emmys. The Colbert Report on Comedy Central, when that was on air, was funny. And it was funny because it wasn't like politically charged where you could tell there was an agenda. It was politically charged. It was like they just wanted to make you laugh at politics. And really, Colbert's show was so successful. They won so many Emmys. And I actually remember when one of the years when he won his Emmys, he invited all the writers on and he said, these are the real guys. These are the real talent. I was like, yeah, this is a stand-up guy. Then he got the late night show on, I think he's on CBS or NBC, whatever it is. And it was like everything changed. It wasn't funny anymore. It was all political propaganda. It was all about him. Well, it's in his final broadcast. So isn't that the irony? It's like instead of Colbert saying, okay, I've got 5 shows left, whatever. I'm going to go back to my old self here. I'm going to be funny. I'm going to go back to the old content we used to do. We're going to make fun of everybody. We're going to do political jokes that everybody can get a laugh out of. We're going to do general observations that we find humorous. And we're going to close the deal like that. We're going to close the deal in a way that people will like. Oh, no, he's going the opposite. He's going the complete opposite direction, which is ironic because that's ultimately why he's not considered funny anymore. It's ironic because that's why nobody really cares about his show anymore. Because it's just all political propaganda. So instead of saying final shows, I'm not going to do that. He's saying final shows, I'm going all in on that. So he has, and I'll get to the Harris angle. First, he has Slotkin on. This is hilarious, but except it's not funny. So Slotkin goes on Colbert to say this in clip six.
A seamstress, and it was a really very cool job.
Conspiratorially minded people out there like to think that some of the trouble the United States has is because of the what they call the deep state.
Right.
Okay, and as a former spy, is there a deep state? What do they mean by deep state?
Yeah, I wish people could understand that a lot of the guys that I serve with, guys and gals at the CIA or at the Pentagon where I served, first of all, a lot of them are former military. So, you know, if you can't be like pro-military and then anti-intelligence community and deep state. But a lot of the guys are also like wearing mom jeans and white sneakers on the weekends. Like these are good corn-fed people who just want to help their country.
Eating ballpark fries.
Well, eating their hot dogs or doing whatever. And this idea that there's some network of people that are running the world, it doesn't really match reality. And these people in the dead of night are doing things to protect this country and make sure things don't blow up here. Mm-hmm. And for me, you know, the way that Trump is going after them is just, first of all, it's nasty. Second of all, it's completely counter to our interests to be demoralizing the people that are protecting us.
And then I'll cheer.
In November, you were one of four Democratic senators to win states that also voted for Trump. And you say the Democrats.
There is no deep state. But by the way, the deep state is good. Did you pick up on that? I mean, folks, this is the lowest level political propaganda that you can get. I mean, it's political propaganda for retards. Trump says he's going to go after the deep state. People believe him. What do you say as a former spy? As a former CIA spy, what do you say? Oh, it's not true. There is no deep state. But by the way, the deep state is really good, and they're protecting this country. And I can't believe how Trump is treating them. But there is no deep state. That's how Stephen Colbert is spending his final shows, bringing on CIA spies to tell you there is no deep state, but the deep state is great. There's a level of this that's almost tragic. It's not about Colbert. I'm not in some Colbert fan club. I never was. But yeah, I did enjoy a show on Comedy Central back in the day. But it's not even about Colbert. It's just like, my God, it's just like Americans are so quick to sell out. I don't know. It's Colbert, liberal, conservative. Who knows? Probably none. He's just a sellout. That's all he is. He's a damn sellout. He's a hired gun for the media propaganda, for the political propaganda. Shilling vaccines. It's just, you know, that's what's so tragic. It's not like, oh my gosh, my Colbert show. I'm fine without it. No, it's more like, man, really? Americans just sell out like that? Really? Americans will just take the money and go on TV and just propagandize people and just feel no guilt? I mean, I'd hate to think the worst about Stephen Colbert, but it's just like, is it really, dude? That's just sad. So now it's going to be Kamala Harris. Now, she's got a book coming out. Harris releases memoir about her presidential run called 107 Days, because that's how long her run was. Kamala Harris sets first post-election interview on Colbert's Late Show. She's running. Bet it. She's running again. And Colbert is going to give her one last propaganda push on his way out. Just pathetic. There's a reason why supplements are so big and so popular and have such a great result. It's because whether it's your diet, whether it's your exercise routine, the point is you're lacking in some very important vitamins, very important minerals that can make you healthier, live longer, and feel better.
We're also under constant attack, Owen, and that's what's very important. So the modern human living experience, the environment that we subject ourselves to, it's the equivalent of smoking like a couple packs of cigarettes every single day. Like that's the bad food that we eat, that's the poison in the water, XYZ.
So it's kind of like what happens is, Rex Jones in studio with me, we're about to make a very exciting new product announcement here. So what ends up happening is, whether it's the modern day diet, or whether it's the modern day atmosphere, or whether it's, you know, a sedative state, you're not getting whatever it is you need to make your body function at its highest capabilities.
Absolutely correct. And that's why we created these two new formulas that are now live at thealexjonesstore.com. So we've got Methyl Drive here, and we've also got Power Plant. Now, both of them, at their core, they do around the same type of thing. It's increasing fuel for you to create new mitochondria. It's increasing mitochondrial efficiency. It's reducing oxidative stress and XYZ, other things like that. Now, I want to single out Power Plant really quick. If you're a guy and you're looking for a boost, a healthy, sustainable testosterone boost, we made Power Plant specifically for someone that wants to increase their free testosterone.
I remember when I was looking into supplements and stuff and different things, like, you know, people don't get enough boron. They don't even know what boron is. And I remember one thing that always stuck in my head, and that's, you know, it's just true. Well, what does boron kind of rhyme with, folks? I'll just leave it at that. You know what I mean?
We've got bits and pieces of a system here that comes together and provides you just the antioxidant support you need, the testosterone support you need, the mitochondrial health support you need. It's all there. It's all together. It's in both of these products. You could take both of these at the same time and experience a heck of a lot of benefits. Now, I would say younger, older. You're an older person. You need more overall body support. You need the overall antioxidant support. I would go with the Methyl Drive. But if you're a younger person or someone looking for a performance boost, I would go with the Power Plant.
I can enhance what I'm doing here maybe like tenfold with the right supplement routine.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that statement. Look, the reason why this is called Power Plant is because it has cordyceps in it. Now, of course, the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell and all of that, but cordyceps is like an elite top tier S tier ingredient, which increases the amount of ATP you make, which indirectly helps you make more mitochondria, but beyond that, increases your oxygen carrying capacity. So you want to talk about workouts, you want to talk about power, you want to talk about strength, talk about Power Plant.
And that's what you need, especially when you're doing a heavy lift and you need to have good breathing, or you're doing long form cardio and you need to have strong breathing. That's where this is going to come into play. And when you started to talk about the new product that we just came out with the PQQ and the CoQ10.
Yes, the Methyl Drive.
Folks, I'm telling you, it's like, if I had to do a list of like, okay, if someone said you can pick five things that you're going to get in a supplement, like what are the most important things? Guarantee you, you asked me 100 times, PQQ and CoQ10 are on that list for me 100 times.
Vitamin B12, as-methylcobalamin, the good kind. Magnesium, coenzyme Q10, CoQ10, PQQ. Black pepper for absorption. You can't ask for a better catch-all, really. And the synergy that both of these products have with the Methylene Blue is unparalleled. You will not find a better product on the market that's targeted in that specific way, because we made these for you, the customer, and for ourselves, because we believe in the product. We take the product.
TheAlexJonesStore.com to get these new products. Try them for yourself. I know they're going to become a staple. I see Rex working out here every once in a while. We've worked out in the gym every once in a while. And, you know, he's really excited about this stuff. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Making talk radio great again. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, joining me now is former New York police officer, and you can see all of his honors on the wall behind him if you have any doubt about his resume. Sal Greco is joining me now. Follow him on X at The Sal Greco, his website, salgreco.com. And he's always got his ear to the ground when it comes to activities in New York. So I already had a couple of stories I wanted to get into with him today, and then he just sent me another one. I don't know, Sal, I was on air. I don't know if it ties into the other stuff that we want to talk about. Perhaps before we get into that, I know that they just honored Officer Islam there, who died in that shooting. Would you care to comment on that? Have you heard from your friends in the force after this today?
Well, I can give you a roundabout of what I know about the whole issue. First of all, he was doing paid detail, which is off duty, which is allowed to do security off duty wise, and you're in uniform. You know, like TD Bank used to have this. They used to have off-duty security there. So he was doing it for that building, which is was at 343 Park Avenue. But what happened there is essentially with this maniac that showed up and did all of this. In the past, New York City, we used to have a unit called CRC. CRC fell under the Counterterrorism Bureau, and the Counterterrorism Bureau you would see a lot of police vehicles running up and down the street, and then he would break off, and then he would station police officers with long guns that are trained to use them.
Was that run by Buck Sexton?
No. Buck Sexton was in the CIA. It's completely different. And the NYPD, the counterterrorism unit, has always been run by different chiefs, but it was a bureau that's now been defunded, essentially, by New York City Mayor Eric Adams through attrition and also by taking away from the budget from the NYPD to give to the migrants. That's why we don't have officers running around in vehicles that should be doing. It used to be an everyday occurrence, at least 10 to 12 vehicles. And just by their presence, it would deter psychos like this running around. That's why under Bloomberg, under Giuliani, we didn't see these kind of incidents, and he started to flare up.
Well, see, I knew asking you about this, you'd have something for the audience here. So they cut. We know that they ran on defunding the police. Adams, a former police officer, I guess, just went along with this agenda. So to rephrase what you just said, they cut funding from the police in order to pay for the illegal immigration into New York City, housing them, feeding them, everything else. That's what happened.
Correct. And on top of that, Eric Adams, who could present a referendum on the ballot to put up the status of sanctuary city that could be voted on. Eric Adams did not do that under the 4 years he was the mayor. He could have done it twice. He didn't do it twice. He is anything but what people believe. I know these influencers in the Midwest want to comment on New York City politics, yet they don't even live there. Eric Adams is a charlatan. There's nothing MAGA about him. He wanted President Trump in prison. He called him a white supremacist. He called his children white supremacists. He is not MAGA. He terminated me because I was friends with our friend Roger Stone and an original MAGA guy all the way back from 2015. Oh, it's all forgotten. But that's what I was terminated for. He does not like Republicans. He's not a Republican. He's a snake. He's all about himself. Everything he does to this day, he continues to destroy New York City and the police department. I vote for him. If you think he's going to save you from himself, which is essentially what you're voting for, would be a waste. If I was you in New York City, I would vote for the only true Republican, who's the only person who's not corrupt and will save the city and has been known for, 40 years doing it with the Guardian Angels. That would be Curtis Sliwa.
Well, let's kind of go off of this now, and then it'll tie into the one story that I did want to talk to you today about that's getting a lot of national attention. Mm-hmm. I mean, from my perspective, I'm not in New York, but I've been following this race with a little bit of interest. Sliwa just has no chance. I just don't see a realistic chance. You might disagree if you want to disagree with me here. But I guess my question would be, where does Eric Adams think he's going to get votes here? Does he think that conservatives are going to vote for him? I mean, I don't think the left is going to vote for him. I think the left is all in for Mamdani. Where does Eric Adams think he's going to get votes now?
So to break this down, Eric Adams is actually polling 10% or less. He has been the whole time. He would have been destroyed in either primary, whether it be Democrat or Republican. He couldn't beat Curtis Sliwa one-on-one. He couldn't win in a crowded field of Democrats. His approval rating in New York City is 28%. 69% of people in a poll that was the only poll I've seen that was polling registered voters, not likely voters, which means, likely voters, and I could call you from New York and say, you're likely to vote. You'll say, yeah, and I'll count whatever you say down as a poll.
this is how the polling works. Yeah.
Yeah.
Send out an email. Yeah, and you got 30 emails. You respond to all 30.
Yeah, you're likely to vote, right, Owen? So, yeah, we'll put down your responses because, you're really likely to vote in New York City, but you said so. So that's what these polls are. They're all the same garbage we've seen for, the last 12 years now with Trump and Biden, all these polls. So the only poll I'm looking at that's relevant was one that was taken that says registered voters in a four-way race. And it shows what we all know, on inside baseball. The three candidates, Mamdani, Cuomo, and Curtis Sliwa, are all polling within 25 to 30%. They're all 1 or 2 percentage points behind each other. Eric Adams is at 9% or less, and he's dropping. He has absolutely no chance other than everyone else either perishes or drops out of the race. That's why he keeps saying, he should drop out. That guy should drop out. No, Eric, you should be in jail, actually. So with those three people running, about 13 or 14% are undecided. Does this race, as long as it remains, and it's going to remain four people on a ballot, Curtis Sliwa has a shot, and he's the one Republican in the last 10 or 15 years that does. So it's not a joke, and even our friend Roger Stone, he could explain this to you. He does have a chance, and people need to actually believe he does, because you do not want Mamdani as the mayor, as you know. He is just an extension of Eric Adams. He wants the groceries funded by the city. Eric Adams does that now. There's a program right now. It's 6 grocery stores in the city that does it. He wants to defund the police. Eric Adams campaigned and ran on that. He has defunded the police. He's used it by attrition, and he's also using the NYPD like a personal, a crime syndicate, whether it's all the sexual harassment they've been on, that they're on a rampage getting sexually harassing cops, other agencies. They have a ton of lawsuits, not only just me. You have people like this chief department, John Schell. He basically disparaged me online, forgetting that he's the top uniform member of the police department. Now you're going to get deposed. You violated a federal law by doing that. You're representing an agency, and you're disparaging me, and I have current litigation. So this is the clown show under this guy, Eric Adams. I can't believe there's people, Owen, in this MAGA camp that are saying he's the only one. They clearly do not know anything. They never read about his indictment.
Well, they just follow what Trump says, and obviously obviously Trump was cutting some deal with Adams, and so he wanted him in there.
Oh yeah, Owen. He was cutting in deals, a quid pro quo. Like you saw, Emil Bove. He ended up getting. He's now a judge on the 3rd District there, Mister. I'm on Trump's legal team, and the guy literally had no defense and was found. He was found guilty because of that. Because remember, they took him out. Why? Joe Tacopina was the lawyer who got rid of him. Boris Epstein. Who put Boris Epstein there? Oh yeah, Eric Trump. How did he become prominent? Jeffrey Epstein associate Steve Bannon. Oh, who represents him? Artie Idala. Isn't that Eric Adams' friend? Doesn't that guy also represent Ghislaine Maxwell? Now Trump wants to pardon her and P. Diddy, who's friends with Eric Adams.
This is a
crazy circle here.
I'll tell you what. That I know you know that whole web. I don't want to go into that yet. Should those things happen, then I'll go there. I know it's being talked about, but I don't know if there's any legitimacy to any of that. So let's put pause on that. I would say... Mm. I put a friendly wager on Mamdani winning, so I still think that I'm going to win that wager. You said it's going to be a 4-man ticket. Let me just say, Cuomo is extorting somebody. He's only on no. He is only on the ticket for political extortion. What is the deal? Who is he extorting? Come on, give me the inside scoop. He's going to drop out, but who is he? Who is he shaking down? Who is he saying, "Hey, you want me off the ticket? Give me something."
I tell you what, Cuomo is, listen, he's been a political gangster his whole life. I mean, technically, he runs things like a gangster. His record is atrocious. You would think he has no shot, but in reality, Owen, in that 4-way race, he's second, just 1 point ahead of Curtis Sliwa, but he's able to do this because he's kind of like Eric Adams. He schmoozes around the low-information voter circles. He goes to these churches. He likes to pick on low-information voters. I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to do that for you. And they actually believe him. And that's how Eric Adams got voted the first time. Problem is, Eric Adams right now is polling at 16% with the African-American community. He won that overwhelmingly 4 years ago with over 70%. So that's why he can't win. Cuomo's courting that vote and a couple of other votes, you know, the Asian vote, the Jewish vote. And unfortunately, we know that certain Democrat voters will vote same way no matter what. So Cuomo, although his record is shoddy, it's terrible. What you really also have with him, he's got corruption ties. Look into a woman named Linda Sun. She was indicted recently. She's a Kathy Hochul aide with links to Linda Greco, who not related to, you know, Winnie Greco, who's no relations to myself, works for Eric Adams. She's big in the Asian community, which she would have been indicted too. Unfortunately, Trump decided to drop that case, Emil Bove there. And Linda's son was hired by who, though? Andrew Cuomo. She's a communist spy for China or something. She's been indicted twice.
Yeah.
So no one is bringing this up. Andrew Cuomo hired this woman who then he resigned in disgrace. And then she's left holding a bag for Kathy Hochul.
So he's playing pure demographics right now. He's playing pure demographics and saying, I'm going to look at a certain political market cap here, and I'm just going to try to target these demographics, and I'm going to have enough. I'm going to have enough of a political market cap. I still say he's extorting somebody. I don't think he's going to be on the ticket at the end. I think he's going to approach the Democrats or somebody. I mean, he's known as the grandma killer. I don't know. I think at the end of the, at some point he's going to approach the Democrats or the Republicans, whoever the highest bidder is, and he's going to approach them and he's going to say, "Hey, look, I built this little coalition here. In case you didn't know, I've got the Asian community over here. They're going to support me at least 80%. I got the Jewish community over here. They're looking to support me about 40-50%. You know, the black vote that voted for Eric Adams, they're with me now. I've got a nice little coalition of voters here. You know, I'd be willing to drop out for a certain." For a certain price, I'd be willing to drop out for you.
Yeah, he clearly doesn't look like he's campaigning the way, you know, the guy from the past would have campaigned. And he ran a horrible campaign to begin with, which is why Mamdani ended up winning. But what's funny was he started Mamdani with 3%, and people laughed at him. I mean, we had him on the Finest Unfiltered podcast, you know, on my network. We had him on, you know, John McCarr and Eric Dim. People laughed, oh, he's got 3%. And they told him, John McCarthy said, don't laugh at this. He can win. He's going to win this primary because you're ignoring him. And by the way they acted, that's why he won. Cuomo didn't even campaign.
Yeah.
Oh, and he was nowhere to be found. He used the Joe Biden strategy. Let's sit at home. I'm Andrew Cuomo. Vote for me because I'm famous.
Like, that's you know how it is in politics. People only want to believe what they want to believe. And so they, you know, and it kind of, you know, in many ways, it parallels the sports world. It's like, my team's going to win the Super Bowl. It's like, your team sucks. They're going to finish in the bottom of the division. No, they're not. They still wait. You know, they go and they wave the thing. It's just, it happens in politics, too, is what I've learned. And so then people get shocked at a result. Like, you talk about the Mamdani result. And, you know, I the night before, I said, don't be surprised. This is going to be a mandate, and it will be about Israel, which is sad that issue is now affecting a mayor's race. It shouldn't have anything to do with foreign policy, but that's how big of an issue it is, and I think that it played a major role. All right, now, there's two big stories that we really need to get to here. You sent me another one that you can get into right before you came on, but here was the one that's getting national attention. Bally's Bronx, New York City casino resurrected. Adam revives Bally's casino bid by vetoing council's vote to block it. So it was like the whole city was against this deal, and then Adams gave it the green light anyway. What's going on here?
What happened there is this is part of the quid pro quo, okay? This is what's going on. Kristi Marmorato is the city councilwoman for that district in the Bronx. She's a Republican, by the way, and her brother is in charge of the Bronx Republican Party. Just so you know, they go way back. They're staunch conservatives. So Kristi Marmorato vetoed this. But what happened is the original vote of this was brought to city council, and there's a threshold where they want these bids to go with the casino. You needed at least 36 council members to vote this down. Eric Adams then chimed in to get this lower to about 20. You need like 26 or 29 people to veto this. What's crazy is as this is going on and there's going to be a vote for this, one of the Republicans that's also running for city council, she's a current sitting councilwoman, Ina Vernikoff, comes out and votes for this. She's the one Republican that voted for it. This next day, Donald Trump Jr. endorses her out of nowhere. I don't think the guy's endorsed anyone ever. He endorses her for city council, which looks funny because, of course, she voted for this casino. The significance of this casino being in this golf course is that is now the Bally's Casino. That was Trump's old property. And if that casino passes, Donald Trump's organization, the Trump Organization, would stand to make $115 million in that deal. So to keep Eric Adams, who could veto this, which he did, and now this goes to another vote. Now the city council has to veto him. Now you're going to need the 36 council people to vote against this. They're going to try to drum up people in the background. The real estate racket, which, of course, Trump is a real estate guy. Eric Adams has all the major real estate people backing him.
Is That's money pouring in? He has.
There is money pouring into him through the real estate racket and this crypto people behind the scenes who want
So that's
that
all
casino.
Trump. I mean, that's all Trump.
Correct. And that's what one of the things he wanted was that casino to be built, because obviously there's $115 million up for grabs, and his name back on the Woolman Rink, which they had revoked. The only problem is to get his name back on the woman rink, he'd have to put a bid in, okay? Some deputy mayors already resigned and were saying how people are trying to put bids on. It's $250 million to the city. The problem is he has a felony conviction on the Trump Organization.
Yeah, they won't let him.
It's almost impossible. But Eric Adams is trying to pull the strings. He took away the power of the Parks Commissioner, who is in charge of who gets the naming rights to the woman rink. He put his deputy mayor of public safety, a complete goon, this guy Kaz Daughtry, he's a cloud chaser, who also got pictured with Donald Trump. He went to the golf course, and of course he brought his NYPD security, which is a conflict right there. But he is now in charge of that. So he's going to try to push his name on the woman rink and get that golf course, get that casino over there. It's not in the best interest of the community in the Bronx. That is a fact. They could use that money for public housing, fix the infrastructure. New York City's flooded today because of the rain, and yet, you know, we're worried
about flooding again today.
Flooded today.
The subways flooded today?
It's the roads. The roads were flooded. It's just the infrastructure.
Is that because the trash, the mountains of trash are blocking the sewers?
Yeah, he doesn't know how to. Oh, I thought he was doing a composting, Eric Adams. He's big with that. So Jessica Tisch was the former sanitation commissioner, now a police commissioner, the soccer mom, who has no idea about the NYPD culture.
So she was the one a second. Do you think Tisch? I actually think Tisch is like doing somewhat decent of a job. Do you disagree?
She is what we call a soccer mom. She has no idea what she stepped into. If you notice the lawsuits that came forward just a week ago.
Soccer mom.
Tom Donilon, who is the former police commissioner, who was the police commissioner in name only, he left a bombshell lawsuit. And no, he's not a disgruntled employee, as evidence that they were rubber stamping terminations, transfers. He's just sitting there with title, and everyone else around him is doing everything that, you know, the police commissioner is supposed to be doing. So I suspect that all of that's been going on the whole time. It happened under Mr. Consofrito, Eddie Caban. It happened under Sewell, which we're going to find out in my lawsuit when I depose her, whether she was rubber stamping things. I had no idea what was going on. And I'm sure Tisch, who is a soccer mom, who really doesn't know what's going on. She's not a cop. She was never in the NYPD. She never wore that uniform. They are bamboozling her. And she's only there essentially because what? Her family is very wealthy. The Tisch family is big donors to Eric Adams, and they're prominent in the Democrat Party.
Put her in there and then let her absorb the lawsuit and then move on?
Or let her put her in there to save face and try to get some of her community in there. You know, they're a big prominent Jewish family. Jewish families will flock to Eric Adams and donate. Well, because we have Tisch as we know her. Her family is great. Meanwhile, his boys are running the police department into the ground. She is just a police commissioner name only as well. And also, she does not understand the culture of the police department. It is its own animal. And Owen, you know, we could go into my own case, but we know that already.
Well, she's no Vernikov, if you catch my drift with that.
Yeah.
But why are they against the casino exactly, though? Because, I mean, clearly you've laid it out. This is a personal thing for Trump, you know. And you know what? I don't even – of all the political corruption, this is like – I mean, I don't know. I get it for Trump. He wants his name on the rink, and he's got his own interest there. So of the scale of political corruption, this is like, you know, it's a little – you know, it's like, okay. But it's like maybe you can swallow it. But why doesn't the community want the casino there? Is it just because they don't want the traffic or the noise?
Well, there's no direct place to go. There's a big parking lot. They don't have any public transportation that goes there. So there's no trains that go there. There's no buses that go there. And what benefit does it have when they could use that money for housing? They don't have enough housing. The infrastructure, again, is atrocious. The subways, why are you wasting money in an area where it only benefits?
So it's getting taxpayer funding?
Yes, that's what they're looking for. They want because there's bids. There's certain casino bids going on where different. Well, New York has three. They're going to give out three licenses in next year, allegedly. This is another thing. Kathy Hochul keeps pushing. Oh, I don't know. Next month, next year, the year after. So they're going to announce three people or three bids get the licensing. And it's three different locations, and they don't know which ones. So this is one that they want to have the location to have the casino license is obviously Trump in the golf course because, you know, he wants that. But I see this, Owen, this could be a political issue for midterms. Why? If you're going to impeach this guy, this is where you're going to get him. The quid pro quo with Eric. Eric will flip. If you grab Eric, man, this guy will sing like a canary. He'll tell you whatever you want to know. Whatever meeting happened with Emo Bove, where they had the notes being exchanged and all that stuff, seven prosecutors resigning, which led to Ghislaine, the P. Diddy case. One of those attorneys was supposed to be attorney there. Instead, it ended up being Comey's daughter. Why? Because you got rid of the prosecutors in the Eric Adams case. So all of it ties in, and then you got to answer for his sons. Eric Trump was very chummy about Eric Adams, and I don't know why, but it seems that, you know, through Boris and Bove, there's something there. And then
it's a business deal.
Crypto connection, Owen, which the other article I sent you was, there was a whole thing that happened where...
Yeah, I got 2 minutes. Lay that one out. Go ahead.
Eric Adams' donor, I think his name is Du Bois. He's a big crypto guy. Started a company with, guess who? Brock Pierce, big MAGA guy, right? Another Trump guy. So they abducted this Italian citizen off a plane using NYPD security, which was Eric Adams' personal security, brought this guy to a place and tortured him over crypto. So these two guys are standing trial now, and the other guy just got $1 million bond, and he's out of prison right now for abducting someone. If you want to talk about what's going on behind the scenes, you need to look at that. And Eric Adams, the day this happened, they indicted his friend. He was in Las Vegas at a crypto conference, which that gentleman that got indicted should have been there with him. And, of course, he held a fundraiser there and got money from Las Vegas the way he just got it in Fort Lauderdale recently, because he, you know, New York City doesn't want to put a dime behind him. But that's right there, NYPD detective on the security detail tied to this crypto scam that nobody wants to talk about, that the trial's going on as we speak. And one of them just got $1 million bond, which is unheard of that they're allowed out for that crime.
But how are the Yankees doing? What about the Mets?
The Mets are doing better.
That's great. You know, you go to Citi Field, you get a moldy hot dog, and then you walk outside to a homeless tent city. It's fun, isn't it? Maybe soon there'll be another casino that can take your money.
That's right. Next door, Steve Cohen, once he put in a bid, too. He want to put a casino next door to Citi Field, so I think he's going to win it.
Yep. There it is. All right. Sal Greco, always fun to talk to you, giving us the latest on the New York City situation. I'm sure we'll be hearing more from you as this mayor's race heats up and gets closer to the day. At Sal Greco on X. Give him a follow. Sal, good to see you.
Thank you, Owen. God bless you. And God bless the family of the fallen officer, Islam.
I'm only as strong as you are backing me. Have you figured it out yet? This is not like a regular show. The bad guys don't like it for a reason, because we have the information and we have the spirit of victory. So go now to thealexjonesstore.com. The new sale is one of the biggest in the history, maybe the biggest. Store-wide, buy one, get one free super sale. All the t-shirts, all the ball caps, the widest selection, all of the award-winning supplements, the Shilajit, the Methylene Blue, the Ultimate Life Force Blood Cardiovascular Cleaner, the best out there, Atomic Defense, Total Boost Your Immune System, the Irish Sea Moss, just over the top, everything, all of it, already discounted, buy one, get one free, but here's the catch. You have to be a subscriber, which is $30 a month, and you instantly get $40 to spend in the store. So if you're going to buy something, you instantly make your money back and then some simply by becoming a subscriber in your profile. Cancel one click anytime. You need to try our Ultra Methylene Blue. But talk to your physician first. If you're on SSRIs and things, you can't take it. So check with your physician, or you can look at what you're taking as well and just check if there's interactions with it, because it's very powerful. It's very strong. Get the capsules or get the pure liquid. Same thing with the capsule. It's the very best medical grade. Get the Irish Sea Moss. Get the Shilajit. Get the pills, the gummies. It's all there. And then there's the best probiotic, the best prebiotic, the best gut cleanse formula, the very best turmeric, ultimate turmeric. It's just amazing. 95% cumanoid. Great fat, natural fat burning formula. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. And the widest selection of t-shirts, ball caps, and more. Like I said I want the widest selection. It's kind of insane. There's like 500 plus designs now. It's redonkulous. So get it all right now and fund the Second American Revolution worldwide at thealexjonesstore.com. We'll be right back.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.